what do you choose to believe? A lot of people believe they're going to miss the playoffs entirely, the most bet team to miss the playoffs. And you're not getting 10-1 or 5-1 or even 3-1. It's plus 160. So if you're doing it, you believe it. And at the same time, Dan Campbell's telling you, I love this roster, man. This is the best roster I've had in 5 years. We got a high floor. And who knows if they can win the Super Bowl. He's not promising it. It's the goal. It's the expectation. But I feel like for some fans, the pessimism's gone too far.
Maybe, but what about devil's advocate, Jim? And you know where I stand.
Yeah.
I choose road positive. I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
Right.
You know me. I'm very positive. But maybe Campbell, he's no dope. He understands the overall feeling about this team. By listening to that cut that we played a couple segments ago,
yeah,
you could make the case that maybe he went over gushy.
I don't think
so. To try to sell his team, understanding that there's a lot of people that don't believe in this team.
He doesn't sugarcoat.
Can I read you this quick ticket text?
Yeah, and then I do want to get these calls.
Okay, sorry about this, but I think this could be a point. I think people are protecting their emotions, scared to be let down. So if you set yourself up for missing the playoffs and you miss, then yeah, you're going to be bummed, but maybe not as bummed as last year when everybody thought they were going to the Super Bowl.
No, because what I think you've done is you've banished yourself back to the dark ages where you're just hoping to get in. Like, don't do that to yourself. This team doesn't deserve that. This team has earned a higher bar, earned trust. The question was, do you trust Dan Campbell? I do trust that he's going to replace both these coordinators. I do trust the personnel. The all pros on both sides of the ball are going to have this team playing as one of the best in football. And will they lose more games? Yes. Will they be better for it at the end of the season?
I think so.
Yes. And do I think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl? Yes. And I don't know why people are afraid of that. Why protect my emotions?
Yeah, but
Dan,
hold on,
I've waited for this my whole life. I'm not protecting these emotions.
Again, devil's advocate, though. Let's say they do the unthinkable and miss the postseason.
Yeah.
This fan base will never get over it.
It will be awful.
Exactly.
Like, I just question, like, people, what kind of radio is being done in Baltimore, Buffalo? After the doors they've knocked on year after year after year here for 4 or 5 years, and they can't get through. But yet there's this, Buffalo's going to run away with it. Ravens are going to, they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's like the confidence isn't there, and the roster's every bit as good as those teams. I would argue it could be better.
I agree with you. The roster, people are not giving them credit for how good this roster is.
Get to a couple calls from our neighbors to the south.
Oh.
Brandon in Toledo. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, Brandon.
First of all, I took the alternate under 7.5 for the Lions this year. I have them winning only 6 games. And I'm using my personal history with my team. I know it sounds funny, but I got a little bit of a reason. I'm a 49ers fan. In 2019, we went to the Super Bowl. Everything looks great coming back into 2020, and everything went wrong. We had a similar situation where our center left the team. We had another offensive lineman leave. We had lost the coordinator. We also had a tougher schedule, and we went 6-10. I see some similarities with the schedule being a little bit tougher. Now, I'm a 49er fan, but I want to see Detroit win.
Yeah, but Brandon, can I point something out very quickly?
Go ahead.
That
go ahead,
year, please, there was a boatload of injuries, correct? Is that fair for your Niners? Okay, last year there was a boatload of injuries for the Lions, and they still went 15-2, and they still got the one seed. You know what I mean? So
they can't possibly be more injured this year.
Right. There's no way. I mean, there's going to be injuries, but their entire defense, they're not going to pick up Jamal Adams off the streets to play in that Thursday night Green Bay game. You know what I mean?
I agree. Here's my pushback, though. Can we agree the Lions in the 15 games, there's probably 3 or 4 wins in there? That the way history suggests, they don't win like 2 of the games that won, I think, with 4 and 5 turnovers.
Sure, sure, Brandon. Let me give you this. Let's say they should have only won 13 games.
Like, with the Texans game.
Heavily injured roster. Yeah, on the road, 5 interceptions for Goff. That's one they probably should have lost. They still would have been a 13-win team with all those guys injured.
And won the division, and I think still get the one seed, right?
Well, depending on who you lost to.
Well, I guess Minnesota.
Because Minnesota was nipping at their heels, but I do not believe they will be as injured as they were a year ago. I feel like the defense will help pick up any slack the offense gives losing Ben Johnson and missing a couple guys in the interior.
What would be more shocking? Lions missing the playoffs or the Lions get that many injuries through their defense again?
Let me ask it this way.
There's no way.
And maybe we should have asked this when we started the topic. Are they more likely to make the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs?
Make the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs?
I would say make the Super Bowl.
make the Super Bowl, or I would agree with you.
Okay.
God, I'm so positive.
I would agree with that as well. I would also say, too, to the point of, yeah, they should have lost the Texans game last year.
Yeah.
They pulled that one out of their butts. But
they did.
They should have won the Tampa game, and horrific play calling at the goal line at the end of the half cost them. Yep. So those things equal out, too.
To be fair, though, devil's advocate, they don't get the luxury of playing the Titans, the Cowboys, or the Jags this year when they beat them a combined 5,000-2.
Mm-hmm. Don't check his math on it. He's right. Let's get to our sound-alike. Corn in Columbus, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. So to me, it comes down to Jared Goff, man. Whether you either you believe in him or you don't. 10-year veteran. He's taken two teams to the NFC Championship game, went to a Super Bowl. He's a veteran quarterback who's still getting better. So if you don't believe in his team, then you don't believe in him. And the one thing I will say about the coordinators, it's very easy to call, I don't say easy, but it's a lot easier to call plays when you have Jahmyr Gibbs, Amara St. Brown, Jamison Williams, and the second or first best offensive line in football. So there's a lot of people that can call plays and it looks good, not just Ben Johnson. So
hey, Corin,
this team get, yeah.
Or should I say, Brad, is Za'Darius coming back? When do you think that's going to happen?
Is who coming back? I'm sorry to hear you.
Za'Darius Smith?
Well, I hope so, man. Listen, we've been talking to him. I mean, Brad's been talking to him. He's had good communication with him, and hopefully we'll work things out.
Get him over here.
We need to see it happen, right? Corin, appreciate the thoughts as always.
He does only call when people are questioning things.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't call earlier when we were talking about Hendon Hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the follow-up question. How did it feel to cut 2 third-round picks on the same day?
Should have asked him. Call back.
Yeah, Brad, call back. I mean, Corin. Wow, he does sound like Brad Holmes.
He really does. It's eerie, man.
I like how he played along.
Now, I'd say he goes, it'd be easy for anybody with Gibbs, St. Brown, Laporta, a top two offensive line. I don't think they have a top two offensive line right now. That's the biggest source of questions and doubt.
But I do think all it's going to take is one good performance, and all the doubters, all the cynics, all the negative Nancys out there are going to be back on board. Like, I remember, do you remember early in training camp where all the press was about how bad Goff looked, the defense looked better, and they were really struggling? Then the Dolphins came to town.
Oh, yeah.
And those joint practices, and you start reading the observations, maybe you went down there, and you realize how much freaking talent this team has. Like, I think people forget how talented the roster is.
I came in the next morning, and I said, look, they didn't win any playoff games yesterday when they faced the Dolphins at joint practice, but for a day, it felt cool to be badasses again. Like, right. We forgot how badass this football team was because of all the headlines.
I mean, Mike McDaniels was so bummed he couldn't stop, like, jaw-jacking about Eminem.
I think probably the most important thing is actually, I'll get more specific with the offensive line, it's the pass protection. Like, there's a world where I'm open to where this thing could be a disaster in terms of protecting Goff up the middle. He can't be running for his life. Like, I'll point out, like, remember Joe Burrow's rookie season?
Mm-hmm.
He can't have an O-line in front of him like that. And we haven't seen this thing come together. And so I don't think that'll happen. I think they'll have struggles there at time. And the way you get around that is you get rid of the ball quick.
Or you're going to have to run the ball and help those young offensive linemen out.
Yeah.
Some ticket textures. Mark this on the calendar. Jeff has a positive take on the Lions. Wow.
That's right. And what's not? Dude, have you watched this team over the course of the last 3 to 4 years? Come on.
Ticket texture says, wow, Rieger actually sounding smart today.
Is that because I'm being positive?
Maybe that's the association.
Or maybe I'm just smart.
Jeff and Jim, I've been fascinated with these fans for years. This is a sickness I don't think that can be cured. The Lions players are never as good as other teams' players, and if all else fails with the shred of rationale, they simply won't win because they're the Lions. There are too many people that feel that way.
But hold on a second. Last year, it was the complete and utter opposite. Everybody was giving them the Super Bowl. It was like a right to go to the Super Bowl.
Why
so pick
did
which side you're on.
But why did it change so dramatically?
I think it changed
Does Ben
dramatically.
Johnson carry that much power?
No, I think it's the overall compounding of the negative talking points. It's everything. And there's a lot of stuff to worry about. There is.
I really think the only thing I'm concerned about is the interior of the offensive line. I'm not worried about the schedule. I'm not worried about the schedule. I'm really not.
I mean,
I'm not worried about losing either coordinator. I think the coordinator stuff's overblown.
Okay, let me just put a scenario out for you. Let's say they lose to Green Bay.
Yeah.
And the next week they lose to Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson.
Now you're staring down.
There is no way in hell that you're coming on your show at 6 a.m. and says, guys, I'm still confident. If that were to happen, not saying it will, then this entire city is going to freak out. So let's not say the schedule isn't an issue. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just the offensive line. It is other things. Those other things do matter. I just don't think they matter as much as having a great roster.
You just put me in a weird spot because now I'm picturing 0-2 with Baltimore looming.
It'd be good radio.
0-3. Yeah.
How would that sound? Go ahead.
Mentally, I'm not prepared for them to lose to the Chicago Bears at home.
Well, John, we just lost to Ben Johnson. Not to mention, Ben Johnson would be so smarmy. Think about it.
Oh, he absolutely would. He would be. We'd have to smarm alarm him.
He'd be ripping on Jared Goff. I told you guys, it's nice to have a quarterback that can move. Could you imagine?
Don't do
that,
this.
That is the worst. I mean, listen, those
people, he couldn't be positive for an hour.
Those ticket texts said I was too positive.
You're balancing it out. It's 97-1.